And then the peas would come on after, well, we'd go in there and pull the fodder. In other words, the blades of corn. That's what we call fodder. Mm-hmm. We'd pull the blades of corn and as much as you could hold in both hands. And then we'd tie it, and that was what we called a hand. And then when we went to tie the bun, we would take four hands. And you'd have to tie it late at night, early in the morning while the dew was on to tie the blades there to make them whole. No. And four hands would make a bundle of fodder.
I see. And did you stock up the bundles?
Well, we would tote them out to the edge of the field, and then we'd come in the wagon and load them up in the wagon, stack them in the wagon, bring them to the barn, and then we'd stack them in the barn.
Didn't stack them up in the field?
No, sir. And then then after you pull the fodder off of the corn, well, the corn matured right quick, and then that gave the peas a chance to come on, and man, they would run all up these. And then we pulled the corn, then we went back in there and picked the peas.
Two things. I was listening to you come to mind. You said scrape and chop the corn.
We had an old mule scraper. That was the hardest day's work I ever done, was to run a blamed old mule scraper. It was a blade that had a curve to it there. And it was razor sharp on both sides. We kept it razor sharp. In other words, it had blades on both sides. And when this blade get dull, we'd take the bolts off and turn it over, and it would fit the same way. And you scraped it. In other words, you could peel it. I've seen people that could run a scraper and they could peel it down to an inch and a half, the row. Hmm. And see, if you get the scraper good and bright, it would throw the dirt on out in the middle.
Now, the scraper really did dig down.
No, so the scraper just slide along. Slide along the side of the road.
That's why I wondered, because I took
I have an old scraper out here, if you would like to see it. It's dark.
I took a picture of a cotton scraper.
Well, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Same thing.
So when you would scrape, it would get rid of the weeds.
That's right, Ray. We'd get as much rid of the weeds as we could there. And then when we chopped through, well, my daddy would take out every other. We had a Black Hawk corn planter. He believed in that Black Hawk corn planter. I still got it. And we'd take out every other stalk.
Well, that's chopping.
That's chopping.
Whether it's cotton or corn.
That's right. That's chopping. And then after we chop it, well, they'd come back in and shovel it with a shovel plow and put dirt to the corn. And then the corn would get on up there almost knee high. And then we'd take the turning plow and work it wide middle into it. And I would clean it. Mm-hmm. And then we'd run out the boat and plant the peas. Time the peas come up and we pull the fodder off from them, well, then they would take over.
I see. Yeah, this is really interesting because I've never known any other part of the country that uses a scraper.
Well, now that's in other words, the farmer here made a crop on a scraper, a shovel plow, and a turning plow, and a middle buster. Now those four instruments there, that's what he made a crop with.
Well, we never did use a scraper except when the
we use a
real grass.
We use a scraper all the whether it's grassy or not. We use still
well,
use a scraper.
Because this section probably had more moisture and heat and would generate more weeds. That's the reason that we could use
well,
other places.
Also, it just depends on. Now my daddy didn't believe in keeping cotton perfectly clean. By the 4th of July, he was through with the cotton. And if any grass come up from then on and went to seed, well, then you had that much grass next year to put up with. Mm-hmm. And that's why we scraped our cotton every year.